The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Award-winning chef Oliver Dunn, how are you doing?
Great.
Thanks for coming in to us. Tell us about your latest venture here in Malahide.
After 20 long years of trading as Bon Appetit restaurant, former Michelin star, I renovated there early this year, closed down Bon Appetit. Hard decision to close it down. It was something quite close to my heart. 2006 I opened there.
Yeah.
It was the first restaurant of 10. So it all came from there. So that was the home. And then we opened up, closed, went a completely different direction. And I opened up a fine dining Italian restaurant called Osteria Nove. Nove being number 9 in Italian. Osteria being a word I threw in front of it because I wanted everyone to know it's Italian. And I didn't want to use restaurante because it's just restaurant with an E and people might know. So I used Osteria, which is basically like a bistro. But it isn't. It's a fine dining, white linen, get dressed up Italian restaurant. And it's going really well.
So you felt... Is this something you felt compelled to do? Like, what drove it, do you think?
Because wasn't it initially was going to be more casual? It's fine dining now, but you had moved, you up, and people will know you, Michelin star. In fact, you handed back a Michelin star. So, bit of a character there anyway. People would know you for all of that. But then you decided to go more casual, and now you've reverted. That's a journey.
Yeah, the journey, I suppose, of my career. Yeah, I was all Michelin the first 2/3 of my career, I suppose. All 2 and 3 Michelin star restaurants I worked in, then my own Michelin star, I had it for 10 years. And then I just decided it wasn't for me. So I changed and went into, I call it the middle ground dining, just everyday kind of restaurants. And then I expanded to 10. And maybe it's an age thing, I don't know. And the Gras, I love fine dining. I love white linen. I love a nice restaurant you can go out and look forward and get excited about. So I've went backwards, yeah.
They always say
back the clock,
that chefs are characters. I mean,
cases. That's the word you're looking for.
That's not the word I was going to use. But there is something, and maybe ego-driven, but that kind of... That drive to run, like I was saying to you off air, that I read Kitchen Confidential recently, and it was a fascinating insight into. And actually, Kevin Dundon gave me the book, and he said, "Read this; it's one of the best books you'll ever read." And he was right; I couldn't put it down. But that there is something, isn't there? Chefs are a breed apart,
especially in that kind of high-end fine dining. I suppose it's you're trying to prove to the world your own self-worth, I suppose. You're pushing really hard to achieve something that actually means very little to 99.9% of the population of the world, but it means everything to you. So it's all ego-based. That's what the world of Michelin is.
What do you have left to prove when you have already achieved so much in culinary terms? Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember when there was no Michelin stars here practically, and... You know, as you said, you hadn't for 10 years, but you worked in 1, 2 and 3
stars. Yeah, that's
places.
Right. When I won my Michelin star, there was only 4 other Michelin stars in Ireland.
In the whole country, which you think about
country.
It's mad.
Yeah, and it was all the old ones like Lacrovan, Kevin Torres, Patrick Ebos, Chapter One, and then I won a star, back in 2000.
The Enfant Terrible.
Yeah.
And you had a Bib Gourmand as well, didn't you?
Yeah, in the same building, yeah. It's the only restaurant in Europe to have
a
Michelin star on one floor and a Bib Gourmand on the other floor, which is basically... an award for good food, but it was a price point. Your menu couldn't be over the point. And at the time that I had it, it was €45. You had to serve 3 courses under €45.
Wow.
To qualify for that. Okay. That's the criteria of a Bib Gourmand. If you're, you could,
I didn't know
amazing
that.
Food, but if you're over that price point, you don't get it.
We're on our summer tour here. So talk to us a little bit about, because I think Irish food, and I got really annoyed during that whole, remember the Rory McIlroy thing about Irish food?
Yeah.
Really annoyed. And I'm a big fan of Rory McIlroy's, and I just thought, Rory, come on. So talk to us about Irish food.
He's also was completely wrong.
He was just
it
wrong.
It wasn't
yeah.
just annoying, it was wrong.
It was wrong. But I think it's in a really, really good place at the moment. Or do you agree?
Yeah, like Irish food from back in the day that I won that Michelin star, God, it's changed so much now. Like the food has, it was changing anyway. It was starting to get better. I suppose 15, 20 years ago, it was really starting to change. But now it's unrecognisable. Like the amount of good restaurants, it's very hard to eat out in a bad restaurant, I find now. When I travel, and I travel a good bit, I'd go in most restaurants you go into on your way, unless you do a lot of research, you're disappointed. When you go out in Dublin city centre now, if you walk in off the street and walk into any restaurant, you won't really have a bad meal.
No.
Like, you don't find, like, I'm married to a French woman down the south of France.
I can only imagine you two having dinner.
But you struggle to try and find a good restaurant. See, people, like, unless people you go to a really fancy one.
You, there's parts of France you go, and some of the restaurants are goddamn awful.
That's, yeah,
well, really she's from Les Landes, which is supposed to be the food capital of southwest France. And I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, it's horrible. Like, it's plates of lettuce and tinned pate. And
Shane and I were in the States for work. The Hard Shoulder traveled over. We were in Washington. We were in Philadelphia. And what was, you know, and I'm not trying to give out about America. And we weren't in fine dining places, but we were in, they weren't cheap places. Yeah. And I was shocked at how much poorer the quality and the standard of food was in America. Because I've been going to America for decades, really. And there was a time when the food wasn't bad. But compared to Ireland, it really shocked me. We found it hard to get something that we considered to be really nice.
Yeah.
And we weren't paying nothing.
Well, everything
was dear.
Those smash burgers. One more smash burger that week.
But that's kind of the same in every country. Like, there is a, people won't like me saying this, but there is a difference between the food you get in Dublin and out of Dublin. It's harder to get a nicer meal out of Dublin than it is in Dublin city centre. It's more of a concentration of good restaurants.
It was even the quality, like things like the cheese tasted plasticky to me. It was even the ingredients felt wrong to me. I don't know. Maybe we're just spoiled here.
Yeah, like we are just spoiled. But I suppose it is kind of repetitive in every country. We all kind of do the same things.
And so you're on restaurant number nine?
Number nine. I had 10. And then I was to Cleaver East in the Clarence Hotel. But that's closed for renovation. For the hotel's being renovated.
Uh-huh.
And I have a restaurant called Pink, which is actually closing in 2 weeks' time. Because that's also closed down for another hotel. So hotels are popping up. And
how do you keep it all going? You must be flat out, are you?
You get used to it because it's just a gradual build-up. Like the thoughts of when I had one restaurant, it was the hardest job of my life. Then I had two restaurants, the hardest job of my life. And then just keep on going. Like you just
Is that, though, you? As in, we were just talking as well off air and you were talking about doing 50K runs and things like that. It's not everyone does things like that. It's not everyone who drives themselves that hard or pushes themselves that hard. Mm. And that is a personality thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose
and
it is.
And in which case you don't know how to maybe slow down.
No. I remember once upon a time, a neighbour of mine, and I'd opened up, I think it was my third or fourth restaurant. And usually when you open a restaurant, everyone says, congratulations, brilliant, well done, you open a restaurant. And he came over to me dead straight, and he looked me straight in the eye, and it was really unusual. And he said, I heard you open the restaurant. And I said, yeah. And he goes, why'd you do that? And I just paused because I didn't have an answer. I didn't know why I did it. And it really struck me that it was just the hamster wheel.
Yeah.
Just the right thing to do.
But you're
right.
Also just really bloody good at it, aren't you? Isn't that part of it?
It's working out.
We, as I said, we had Louise O'Reilly on earlier and she said that she was lucky enough to eat in, I'm going to mispronounce it, Osteria Nove.
Yep, perfect.
A couple of times and she said it was one of the best meals she'd ever had. She said it was just magnificent.
It's going really, really good. And I suppose Italian food, one of the reasons why I opened it, well, in 2012 or 2014, I actually have interior design plans because I was planning on doing it downstairs in the basement in the same building. And I parked it because the building is number 9. So that's where the name came from, Nove. There's no much more to that. And the reason behind it is commercial reasons. When you ask everyone in Ireland, what's your favourite food? Everyone tells you Italian. So I said, I'm going to have a bit of that.
That makes sense.
That was what, and it's just been sitting on my mind for 12 years.
Well, okay. I'm lucky enough that I'm going to have a bit of that later because I'm coming into you. So Oliver, thank you for coming in. And thank you for showcasing, I suppose, the great restaurant scene in Malahide and indeed the really fantastic situation with Irish food at the moment.
Absolutely. Here. Thanks a million, Oliver.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.